Revision Exercises Unit 1 to Unit 8 12 Listening Comprehension A. Listen and respond appropriately to what you've heard. 1. Good morning.
Two, won't you sit down?
Three, could I have your name, please?
Four, you must wait at the school gate before 7:30.
Five, do you think it'll rain?
6. What about going for a walk?
7. It's late. Let's take a taxi, shall we?
8. I've got a full-time job.
9. I had breakfast rather early this morning, and I'm a bit hungry.
10. Please remember me to your family.
B. Listen to the following dialogue and then answer the questions.
Peter, we don't want to sit around here doing nothing all afternoon, do we?
Have you got any ideas, Mary?
Well, let's go and do some shopping in town. Then perhaps we could have a meal and go on to the cinema.
No, I don't think so.
Then, have you got any other ideas?
Personally, I'd much rather just stay here and read, and then watch television for the evening.
You know I can't stand reading, at least not on a nice afternoon like this.
Well, you go out, and I'll stay here.
Questions 1. What's the weather like when the conversation is taking place?
2. What's Mary's idea for passing the time?
3. Peter doesn't agree with what she has said, does he?
4. What would Peter rather do in the afternoon? 5. Listen to the following passage and then answer the questions in complete sentences.
Mr. Gray went to work by train every day, and he always walked from the station to his office. It was about 1 kilometer, and he never went by bus, because he enjoyed walking fast. Sometimes it rained or snowed, but Mr. Gray would put his umbrella up and walk faster so that he felt a little bit warmer. There was always a poor man at the side of a narrow street near Mr. Gray's office. The man had one leg, and he sold matches in the street. A box of matches cost 20 pence. When Mr. Gray passed, he always smiled at the poor man and said, "Good morning." Then he gave him 20 pence, but would not take any of his matches because he did not smoke. One day Mr. Gray gave the man his 20 pence and began walking on. But the man shouted at him, "Sir, the matches cost 25 pence now."
1. Did Mr. Gray go to work by bus every day?
2. Who did Mr. Gray always see in the street?
3. What did he always say and do?
Four. Why didn't he take any matches?
Five. The poor man wanted more than 20 pence that day, didn't he? That's the end of the tape.
Bye.